Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And now Iran has summoned caretaker of Egypt's interest section in Tehran over the presence of Egyptian lawmakers in the recent meeting held by Mujahideen Ahrar organization terrorist group in Paris. The Iranian foreign ministry expressed its strongest objection to Cairo's act of interference and support for the MKO terrorist group. The ministry called on Cairo to adopt a principled policy aimed at maintaining stability in the region. Egyptian officials stressed that Cairo is committed to non-interference policy, saying that Iran's objection will be conveyed to Egypt. On Tuesday, Iran summoned the French ambassadors to Tehran as well over the terrorist group's gathering in Paris. And for more of the story, we're going to swing over to Leesburg. We're joined by Mr. Jeff Steinberg of the Executive Intelligence Review. Now, Mr. Steinberg, why would Cairo want to establish and maintain ties with a known terrorist organization such as the MKO? Your take on the Sisi government's motive here?
Well, I think that it may turn out that this was more of an act of carelessness and perhaps greed on the part of the lawmakers. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, was another speaker at that same rally, and I can guarantee that Gingrich showed up there because he received a very large cash payout to make that appearance. The MKO, or MEK as we call it here, has been involved in this kind of activity to build up their presence through their front groups for many decades. And I can only tell you that I have spoken with a number of American lawmakers, including former top Justice Department officials as well, who went to these events with no real understanding of what they were doing, that they were actually giving their name of endorsement to a terrorist organization. Remember that a few years back when she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton oversaw the removal of the MKO from the State Department terror list, which was a complete scandal and travesty. So this is something that I think it's important to dig a little deeper. Will the Egyptians defend that decision, or will they rebuke their own lawmakers for having basically taken a bribe or a payoff to give political credibility to a group that deserves none?
And yet there's nothing trivial here. MKO is clearly a terrorist organization. It's carried out numerous bombings, assassinations, massacres on Iranian soil.
You're absolutely right. They have a long history going back to the 1980s. And there were some Americans, I believe, as well, who were killed during the 1980s by the MEK. Yet I'm not aware precisely of where they get their money from, but it's a very large bucket of cash. I know at one point they were getting a lot of money from the Israelis when the Israelis were using it as a bludgeon against Iran and had no qualms about using a known terrorist cult to front for them in their anti-Iran operations.
And, you know, on a bigger scale, this trend of countries befriending and utilizing terror organizations to achieve some kind of political ends, while we know it's nothing new, it seems to be becoming more prevalent and indiscreet nowadays. Your thoughts on this and the obvious dangers involved with this practice?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. Look, you'd really have to trace a kind of a continuous timeline from the late 1970s when the United States, Britain, France, and Israel and Saudi Arabia created the Al-Qaeda organization. Back then, they were known as the Afghan Mujahideen, fighting against the Soviet Red Army occupying Afghanistan, when, of course, the Soviets were invited in by a government that was freely elected. But the United States and its allies, particularly Saudi Arabia, with both deep pockets and the Wahhabi ideology, have been the spawning point for virtually every jihadist terrorist organization that's operating today. I think the problem we're dealing with is that the Saudis have been intensively funding madrasas, and mosques and front groups, charities that fund these terrorist networks for a half a century. This project began in the early 1960s with the creation of the Muslim World League. And so, you know, 50, 60 years and now two or three generations into it, naturally it's spread, it's become more obvious. ISIS is the latest manifestation of it. The Nusra Front is really just simply the Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda, the same people that did the 9/11 attack, yet we still protect those relationships.
Thank you.
This is a terrible scandal.
And it's funny you should mention Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia's Prince Turki was also in attendance as a participant at this meeting, this MKO meeting. Thank you, Mr. Jeff Steinberg, for your input, sir, of the Executive Intelligence Review, joining us out of Leesburg.